What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look at some of the stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. And needless to say, concentrating on the activities for the last 24 hours, starting with former President Ricardo Martinelli, who was sentenced to 10 years and 8 months in prison for laundering the funds used to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., which we know as IPASA. This was in December of 2010, a case known as New Business. Similarly, Martinelli, who never appeared personally at the trial, alleging medical disability, was fined the equivalent of $19.2 million as an accessory penalty and ordered the confiscation of all IPASA shares in favour of the state. 40% of the shares had already been voluntarily transferred to the state before the trial began. The 306-page sentence of criminal judge Maluisa Martinez was released this Tuesday, the 18th of July. That's 46 days after the end of the trial, followed by a total of 15 people. Likewise, four other defendants were sentenced: Daniel Ochi to 96 months in prison, Janeth Vasquez 60 months in prison, Ivana Rocha 70 months, and Valentin Martinez Vasquez 80 months. Daniel Ochi will not be able to carry out business for the same period once the prison term has expired, and the other three will not be able to carry out public functions. The judge acquitted 10 of the defendants: Gonzalo Germán Gómez, Nicolás Corcioni Pérez Valladares, José Carlos Pérez Valladares, Iván Claire Arias, Aaron Ronnie Mizrachi, Vernon Salazar Zurita, Solomon Batesh Batesh, Jack Batesh Hassan, Leo Cohen Mugrabi, and Marcus Angel Achrich. The prosecution had requested the acquittal of two of them. That was Solomon and Jack Batesh. In her decision, the judge ordered the dissolution of two companies, Immobiliaria TPASA and TPHC Inc., used to move the shares of IPASA and conceal their true owners. Martinelli spokesman Luis Eduardo Camacho said that the judge's decision is a legal outburst. Subsequently, his team of lawyers held a press conference to insist on the innocence of his clients and that the funds used to buy IPASA shares had a legal origin. The ruling in the New Business case says nothing about the eventual disqualification of Martinelli, who is the Realizando Metas presidential candidate in the May 5, 2024 elections, from performing public functions. In this regard, the Constitution establishes two unique requirements to be President or Vice President of the Republic: Panamanian by birth and over 35 years of age. But in its Article 180, it adds that anyone who has been convicted of an intentional crime with a custodial sentence of 5 years or more by means of an enforceable sentence handed down by a court of justice cannot be elected. Martinelli's sentence is for 128 months, which is 10 years and 8 months in prison. Judge Martinez's ruling, released this Tuesday, is not yet executed, since it is currently in the notification stage of the parties. And there are 15 defendants, 5 found guilty and 10 acquitted, 12 defense lawyers, and the Special Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime, representing the public ministry. In addition, as it is a first-instance sentence, it can be appealed before the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases, presided over by José Jorge Justiani, and before the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice, presided over by María Eugenia López Arias. There is a key date in the electoral calendar. That's Tuesday, the 31st of October of this year, until 10 a.m. On that day, political parties will be able to make their last paper applications by electronic means. The closing is at 11:59 p.m. on October the 29th. Now, if the sentence is executed before that date, the Tribunal Electoral should not receive Martinelli's application, but if it is not enforceable, you must accept it. In this case, if latter, that is, after October the 31st, the sentence becomes final and therefore the convicted person is disqualified from exercising public functions, his colleague on the payroll, who is the candidate for vice president, who remains as the main candidate. So, in this scenario, it would be applicable to Article 362 of the Electoral Code, which reads as follows, quote, if a citizen declared suitable as a candidate loses the character of postulate, his substitute will assume the place of the main candidate. If the one who dies or resigns is the substitute candidate, the principal will appear without a substitute on the ballot. A source linked to the Tribunal Electoral indicated that right now nothing has happened to prevent the application of Martinelli, but if all parties are notified, no one appeals and Marquinez's sentence is executed, there is a constitutional impediment for him to be a candidate, therefore he cannot run for president, they remarked. Martinelli's lawyer, Carlos Carrillo, said at a press conference on Tuesday that Marquinez's ruling does not affect his client's candidacy. No ruling in this instance should affect the presidential candidacy of Ricardo Martinelli Barrical, he said. In this regard, the former magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, Guillermo Vázquez Amado, indicated that Martinelli continues to be a candidate as long as the ruling is not final. That is, that he is no longer subject to an appeal. The Supreme Court of Justice rejected an amparo of constitutional guarantees. This was presented by the defence of Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares within a process for alleged money laundering through the Blue Apple Company. The ruling, which was dated the 28th of June, confirmed a decision of the First Court of Justice that did not admit accounting evidence from the company Corporación Energía del Istmo, which would be used by Martinelli's defence in the Blue Apple case. The decision of the plenary session of the court under the presentation of the magistrate Juan Francisco Castillo, substitute for María Eugenia López, resolves an appeal presented by the defence of Martinelli Linares, who sought that said evidence be admitted for the trial scheduled for the next 22nd of August. According to the prosecutor's office, the Corporación de Energía del Istmo, a hydroelectric company that was awarded a contract for the construction of a generating plant in San Bartolo in Veraguas, presumably linked to the Martinelli Linares brothers, appeals at the tax hearing as part of the movement of money generated by the collection of bribes from the contracts that were destined for the Blue Apple Basket Company. The Blue Apple trial against 27 people are accused of the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering, official corruption and embezzlement was scheduled for April the 10th, but two lawyers presented excuses, so the second judge liquidator of criminal cases, Baloisa Martinez, arranged to carry it out on the alternate date. This investigation, which consists of 352 volumes, began October the 30th of 2017 and is related to an alleged corruption network made up of officials, businessmen and lawyers who allegedly requested commissions from contractors for the award of bids with the state. And the administration attorney, Rigoberto González, expressed his opinion in favour of the four Cambio Democrático CD deputies who seek to create the Romulista bench called Good Things Come. He considered that after the analysis of the internal regulations of the National Assembly, it is enough to present the information on the formation of the new bench for it to be registered without the need for the approval of any official. This is how Articles 221 and 222 of the regulations establish it, the attorney said. Article 221 says, to constitute a parliamentary faction, the participation of at least four deputies or deputies is required. No deputy may be part of more than one parliamentary faction simultaneously. Meanwhile, 222 establishes the registration of a parliamentary faction will be made within 10 days following the installation of the National Assembly in the first ordinary legislature by writing to the Board of Directors of the National Assembly. The aforementioned document must indicate the name of the fraction and the names of all the members. Its coordinator or coordinator and deputies or deputies may eventually replace him. According to González, it will be enough for the members of the parliamentary faction to provide the Board of Directors of the Assembly and with the information referred to in Article 222 for it to be registered, without requiring the completion of any other additional procedure by any official or member of the National Assembly. On Monday, 17th of July, the National Assembly, chaired by PRD member Jaime Vargas, rejected the creation of the new Romulista bench made up of the deputies Ana Giselle Rosas, Genesis Arjona, Ronnie Arruz and Edwin Zuniga, after alleging that the regulations indicate that a deputy cannot be part of another bench. However, Deputy Rosas reported that during the presentation of the information for the creation of the new bench, they announced their resignation from the parliamentary faction of Cambio Democratico, led by Deputy Yanibel Abrego, a political rival of Romelu Rue. And, having a little bit of a shift, the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, announced that the board of this organization appointed the Panamanian Arsenio Antonio Dominguez Velasco as the new Secretary General as of the 1st of January of next year for a period of 4 years. The designation must be approved and ratified by the IMO Assembly. Currently, Dominguez Velasco has held the position of Chief of Staff at IMO since 2017, playing a crucial role in various technical and administrative aspects. Among his responsibilities are advisory, policy and strategic planning in support of the management of the current Secretary-General, Kitak Lim. In addition, he plays a key role in coordinating the implementation of the UN 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development. Dominguez Velasco's career in the maritime field began back in 1998 when he joined the Panama Maritime Authority as head of the Regional Technical and Documentation Office. Over the years, he's held important positions representing Panama before the IMO. Between 2004 and 2014, he served as the country's alternate representative and technical advisor to the organization. In 2014, his work was recognized when he was appointed ambassador and permanent representative of Panama to the IMO, becoming the first Latin American to be elected president of one of the IMO's most relevant committees. That's the IMO Marine Environment Protection Committee. Well, that's it. There we go. Quite a bit to get through this morning, but that's some of the items that have been, forefront over the last 24 hours here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.